Okay, welcome to the Library Board meeting for November 9th. That should have been last week, but yeah, sorry. We've got Christy Jensen, Jenny Anderson, Liz Brown, Deb Greener, Carolyn Childs are here. And Deb is going to give us our opening remarks. Our dear Father in heaven, we are grateful to thee for thy many blessings, for the opportunity to meet here as a board and to serve this wonderful community. We are grateful for the blessings that we enjoy in this valley. We pray that we can be guided in decisions that are made in order to serve and to help patrons in this library. We are grateful again for thy blessings and offer this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so you've each got the minutes. Would anyone like to propose?
I'd make the motion that we adopt them.
Okay. All those in favor?
Do you need a second?
Yep.
Aye.
Aye. Are we good? Okay. Yep. Motion passes. All right. I brought it up before of being a fine free library. I just found out a couple weeks ago that Salina has been a fine free library for almost a year. And so, input. How do you guys feel about us being a fine free library?
It eliminates the walk of shame.
And we're not, I hate that we're punishing people for using the library. We're not a money-making entity for the city. It brings in about $500 a year. That isn't even a tenth of a percent of my budget. It doesn't do anything for us. Talking about it earlier, will people bring their books back? Yes. And I have started having Angela, Derek, and myself calling people. I run the overdue list every 2 weeks now, and we call people. And we have so few names on the list anymore because the people aren't trying to keep the books, you know. And we would still make people accountable if they don't return the book, they have to pay for it. Or if they don't return the movie, they have to pay for it. And at this point, then we'll just send them a letter that it'll go to the police department if you don't come and take care of it. So I believe with four here, that's enough for us to vote on this. So would anybody like to make a motion? Actually, no, there's four out of seven, right? Can we vote on it or not?
We have
seven.
We have to have five.
Seven on the board. I don't know what makes seven.
Yeah, we're missing three.
Mm-hmm. And Mike Warner does not vote.
And you don't vote either?
I don't vote.
So is Mike on that seven?
No, we have seven. Tom should be here. Marcia said she was coming. And
Cinda
Anderson. And she said she wouldn't make it because her little girl's been sick.
I don't think we have enough.
Okay.
Quorum, but can we check? That's just strictly from memory.
And see, I know that we put seven on so that we would, you know, if we were missing a couple, we could still vote on it.
It's right here. Section 2 of the Board of Trustees bylaws, a quorum of for the transaction of business at any meeting shall consist of four members of the board.
Okay, there we go. Okay. All right.
I make a motion that we become a fine free library.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, yep, the motion carries.
I second it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
She seconded.
I mean, it doesn't
all those
matter,
in favor?
But
Aye.
Motion carries. Whoa. For those who are new on the board, I think I gave all of you the disc that had the training on it from Marilee Cannon from the library. Did I not?
I have to check.
Okay. I will make some more. We need to have everybody do the training and then, you know, let me know the date you did it, and I'll have a paper that you'll sign that you completed the training. Each of you has our letter from the State Library saying that we have met the standards for public libraries and we are recertified for 2022. And along with that, just to give you an idea of why it's significant, they give us a CLEF grant every year of $4,000 to $5,000. Just it's a non non-competing grant. We just get it. I don't even have to apply for it. We get it. In this last year of COVID, they gave us a grant for the hotspots. They gave us a CARES grant. Probably upwards of $8,000 or $9,000 is what we received. I applied for the ARPA grant, which is $5,000 to purchase books. And then we have the Libby, where people can go online and rent the books online. All of these things would not be possible if we were not certified. So that's the significance of us meeting the standards for certification with the State Library.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you. We love Libby.
Yes, we do.
I love that. You know, with the ILS that we have, a patron is, how do I want to say this? A patron is active for a year and then just automatically is inactive. And then I get the phone call. My Libby's not working. It's like, oh, it's not. Let me re-up you.
Is that something they can do on their own, or is that something you have to do?
I have to do it with our program. So
we're recertified for the year 2022.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what's the difference between Libby and Overdrive, and is there advantage to the library to doing one or the other? Because I always use Overdrive.
Please tell me I've got this going.
They're the same, aren't they? They're just a different app.
Libby is now. Overdrive is now incorporated into Libby. Libby is the new system. It used to be Overdrive singularly. And you can go into Overdrive now and you can look up books, but you can't check them out. You have to go into Libby.
Well,
and I've got papers up here.
Because that's what I do all the time. I never go into Libby. And use this library card and everything.
Well, it would be the same in Libby of using the library card.
Yeah. When it first came out, I think the only difference was it was a different app, and there's perks to Libby versus Overdrive, and Libby was the new.
Okay. And Overdrive
version.
Is just and Overdrive is just it's several different companies or such as Overdrive and a couple others, and it's all now collected into the Libby app. So, and maybe it hasn't happened. I know that when we were at the director's summit, they said that will be, I thought they had said it had happened, but maybe it will be happening of you won't be able to check out books in the Overdrive app anymore. You'll have to go to the Libby app. But it's exactly the same. So that's all it is. So any questions? Any anything? Any concerns? Any? Are we just all happy to be here tonight?
I just think you're doing a fabulous job.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate that. I really do. I enjoy
it. Policy stuff. And that's, we do that in February or March?
Yes.
Next year, okay.
Yes. I I'm not ready to deal with all of the policies yet. And I don't have time tonight, so. And I appreciate everybody coming, and would anybody like to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we're done. I know it. Break.